We all have morning routines. I'd like to share mine with you. Early this Monday morning, I headed to my balcony, coffee and book in hand. I like to read something inspirational, journal a bit. I keep my yoga mat close by, a reminder to stretch out my achy body. I chose The Perfection of the Morning, by Sharon Boutala, 1994, about her move in 1976 from the city to the southwest corner of Saskatchewan and her personal and spiritual exploration in the world of nature. Apropos of this morning, I thought, and of my journey these past 3+ years since moving to this beautiful place I call home. I overlook Sargent Bay, the Trail Islands to my right. As I write, the wind blows through the redwoods, the sound an audible manifestation of the natural movement of air. The waves crash upon a rocky peninsula, soundless from where I sit, but no doubt the tumultuous surf growing louder with proximity. The sun rises, the water glistens, the songbirds call to each other, and the eagles show off their aerial prowess. I marvel at the perfection of the morning every day. I exclaim, what a blessing. How is it that I live here? Sharon says that she hadn't conceptualized nature as having an essence. She had heard about the effect of nature on the psyche, the views, sunsets, sunrises, the moon and the stars, and on human relationships with wild animals and the places themselves, but she hadn't previously experienced nature as such. We now know that nature has physical and mental health benefits. In a forest bathing workshop on the Homesite Creek trails last July, I experienced the tangible, touching the trees, stroking the cushiony moss, feeling the coolness of the black earth, but I also experienced a presence. Even now, I am moved by my recollection. I remember looking towards this really big tree. I felt it beckoning. Finding myself at its base, I leaned against its trunk and started to softly cry. I was home. Some of you may be thinking, Linda has lost her marbles, and others will think, yeah, I get that. I composed this poem, The Welcoming Tree, on the spot. Oh, I catch my breath. There you are. You have been waiting for me and I have been searching for you. Let me embrace you, put my cheek on your body. As my tears well up, you say, welcome home. I hope I've inspired you to get into nature, really experience her, and share with others how we can help preserve her for ourselves and for future generations. Come and experience the nature at Cooper's Green Park. I'll see you there on July 16th for the 55th Half Moon Bay Fair. Find all the details on the HBCA website. Don't miss it. If you have a topic, a community event, or a story you would like to share, contact me at mcmahonlinda8138@gmail.com.